Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL, 950 AM, 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. And don't forget to let people know that you're listening to this program. I see more and more people are connecting with the program, and that's great to hear. And so we're getting our message out there. And don't forget, you have a standing invitation to come to our 10 o'clock a.m. Mass every single Sunday over at St. Anthony Parish. We're located at 43 Holton Street, 02134. 43 Holton Street, 02134. We're actually in the territory, I guess you could sense, although it's not owned, the land is not owned by that, in that area, but in the territory of Harvard Business School. We're just down the street from there. And that whole area, a lot of it is owned by Harvard. So it doesn't own our property, but it does own that area. So that's where we are. We're actually in the shadow of the Boston side of Harvard University, down by WBZ, down by maybe 3/4 of a mile up the road from WGBH. So, you know, that whole area is where we are in Allston, and we are on the Boston side of the Charles. So, one of the issues that came up during the week is someone asked me or spoke to me a little while ago, and I know that a lot of people who are listening to this program are either not Catholic or they're formerly Catholic, and they are practicing their faith within the evangelical community, or maybe they're not practicing their faith at all, but they refer to the Bible as their sole source of revelation. And of course, as you know, Catholics believe in the Bible. We also believe in tradition. So that's how people live their faith over the past 2,000 years. So everything has to be rooted in Scripture, but we believe in Scripture and tradition. So one of the questions that came up to me the other day is, well, what about this catechism that you talk about? What's the catechism all about? And so I wanted to give you a good explanation to help us understand that. And so the catechism is really the teachings of the church, but they help us to take those teachings that come to us from Scripture and how it is lived over the past, actually, we can really say 6,000 years, how it has lived over the past 6,000 years, and then how we live it today. Now, here's the interesting thing to keep in mind. It's one of my favorite sayings: the devil is in the details. Now, what does that mean? Well, you can come up with this big plan, and this is what we're going to do. We're going to build, we're going to build a building that's going to be an office building for anyone who is looking for office space, but we're going to begin every day, and we're going to pray at the bottom of the building, all the people who are part of the construction crew and part of the maintenance of the building. And we're going to build a building that is prayer-centered, and that's what we're going to do. Okay, we'll just say hypothetically. So what you want to do is you want to put together an office building where the people who maintain the building are, meaning everything from the business office to the maintenance office to the rental office, all that, they all will pray every day, so it'll be a prayerful building. Okay, that is your plan. The devil is in the details means, well, how are you going to pull that off? That means you're going to need permits. That means you're going to need contractors. That means you're going to need this, that, and the other thing. And every tiny little detail that you need to put together to pull this whole thing off is something that has to be addressed. And so that's where that expression, the devil is in the details, comes from. It doesn't literally mean that, but it means that you can have this great plan, but you still have to deal with the finer points of everything that you do. So that understood, we always want to look at that. So the catechism helps us to deal with the very details of life. For example, I think one of the most important questions that people will ask is who goes to heaven and who goes to hell? Because that's a question. The minute you talk about Christianity, you're going to seek to know an answer to that question, because Christianity is all about being saved, go to heaven. But then who goes to heaven and who goes to hell? And there's all different understandings in different forms of Christianity. Some people believe that certain people are created specifically to go to heaven, and others are created specifically to go to hell. That's called double predestination. And there are some Christians that believe that. There are other Christians that believe that there is no hell. There are other Christians that believe that, as Catholics do, that there is a place of purification for those who are on their way to heaven so that they can stand fully in the presence of God. And there are others that don't. So you have all these different questions. So in a Catholic perspective, the question is, what is it that we believe? And it's an essential thing to understand. Now, let me give you a good example of why the Catechism is so important. I read a question on Reddit yesterday where talking about whether someone should pray in the state of mortal sin. Now, let me answer first what that means. St. Paul talks about two kinds of sins. There is the deadly sin, that's where the word mortal comes from, mortal means death, and there is the other forms of sin, the less serious forms of sin. And he makes it clear that there are certain sins that are deadly. God forgives all sins, but you have to repent of your sins, especially the deadly sins. And so that's the term we use for mortal sins. Very, very grave is a term we use, or serious sins. Now, let me talk about my answer in light of that question on the other side of the break. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish from Allston, Massachusetts, right here on WROL 950 AM 100.3 FM. And you can also hear us on CatholicAudioMedia.com. I want to call your attention to Catholic TV, which offers great faith-filled, family-friendly programming 24 hours a day. You can find your cable channel at www.getcatholictv.com. And you can watch online on the free apps or check out the YouTube channel. Daily Mass, Rosaries, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and the Our Lady of Perpetual Help Novena are all available online and on demand. Check out CatholicTV.com. And don't forget our own website, CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. I'm starting to put a forum section in because there are people who have signed up for memberships. And it just happened. It was a setting that was there. And I'm like, oh, wow, people are signing up for memberships. What does that mean? So I'm checking it out. And it was a setting. And I'm like, great, you're part of our website. So I'm going to make that part of the forum for people who sign up. And you'll see that. Wait till you see it over the next couple of days as I kind of put that together. And it's a way you can discuss the different radio programs and everything else. And also, don't forget, you can send feedback to me through the contact tab. You can donate to the show. That would really help, because what you're actually donating is to the parish that sponsors the show. And the best way, as you'll hear at the end of the program, to support the show is just come to Mass on Sunday at the 10 o'clock a.m. Mass. It's really key. And and if you want to send me feedback, gee, Father, I'd love to go to Mass, but I can't make it at 10 o'clock. Have you ever thought of doing a Mass at another time? The answer to that question is yes. But I'd have to have enough people who are interested in going to Mass. And what I need is people to help build the parish. We can help build and construct the parish. So we are all that going on, build the parish as a community, a faith Catholic community. So anyway, we're talking about this whole message. Well, so the question was, because the person believed some kind of teaching that if someone has committed that deadly sin, that they must not pray until they have gone to confession and asked God for forgiveness of this deadly sin through the sacrament of confession. And I personally believe that teaching that the person cited, which is not Catholic teaching, is right out of hell. I didn't respond because I knew my response would be strong. It's a forum, so on Reddit, there's all kinds of other people responding. And other people basically taught in a more diplomatic way, but that teaching's right out of hell. The reason is because the quickest way to separate yourself from God is to stop praying. So if someone gives you that what appears to be a reasonable argument. And don't forget, all of the devil's arguments appear reasonable. That's the point. They aren't, but they appear reasonable. So it's, well, if I'm in mortal sin, I shouldn't pray. Well, that's the quickest way to separate yourself from God. And how does one make the final separation from God? By being obstinate in their sins so that they have zero contact from God. So if you get into this mindset, God wants nothing to do with me, and I've met people like that. He wants nothing to do with me because I, on such and such a day, committed some side of very serious sin. And it could have been something like I didn't follow the commandment to keep holy the Sabbath, because that is a commandment, we'll just say hypothetically. And so the person falls into this whole aspect and ends up buying into this whole idea that they should not pray. Well, you cannot, catechism teaches, you cannot live the commandments if you don't pray. So what's the quickest way to get the devil to separate you from God? Get you to not to pray, get you to believe you shouldn't pray. So I looked at that. I was just so shocked that someone would come up with such a stark question, stark idea. And I realized, see, this is why the catechism exists. It's really there to help you to understand the teachings within the context of your everyday life. That's what it's all about. We'll talk more tomorrow. In the meantime, have yourself a blessed day, and we'll see you then. If you would like to support our program, please consider a donation to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. There are several ways to consider this. One is to purchase any of our merchandise, which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. That's CatholicAudioMedia.com. There are coffee mugs there. There's also my latest book, Encounter Christ in Your Humanity, all of which you can find at the shopping tab at CatholicAudioMedia.com. You can also donate to the show directly through either the Donate tab, also at CatholicAudioMedia.com, or by sending a donation to the U.S. Postal Service with your questions and comments at 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. That's St. Anthony Parish, 43 Holton Street, Alston, Massachusetts, 02134. Finally, the best way you can support our parish is to attend Mass on Sundays at 10 o'clock and be a part of our parish. We thank you for any support you would like to give to St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts, the sponsoring parish for this media outreach to Catholics and other Christians in the WROL, WEZE, and podcast listening audience. In Cristo vivimos.